The New Hampshire House has rejected a bill to legalize a casino in southern New Hampshire by a vote of 199 to 164. And HBR's Michael Brindley was on hand for the debate today in Representatives Hall. He joins me now with an update. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
There were several hours of debate this afternoon, not to mention weeks of lobbying leading up to the vote. Not your typical session of the House, I take it.
Not typical, but, you know, it was cramped. It was hot. A lot of passions flying around the room. A lot of basically supporters and opponents making their case for this bill. And what you had was a vote 199 to 164. It's basically dead. I think the thought is that the margin is so wide that even an effort to wrap it into the budget would probably not pass the House.
Now, this has been the big story throughout this legislative session. What were supporters of the casino arguing today in the House?
Well, we've been hearing these arguments, you know, obviously since Governor Maggie Haston proposed this in her budget, $80 million in licensing fees. Supporters, you know, basically said the polls show that people want this, that it will create jobs, that there's an inevitability of the social cost, whether we do this or not, with Massachusetts moving forward with its own casinos. And so you had David Campbell of Nashua, representative, making kind of, we had about maybe almost 20 speakers before the vote actually came. His argument was pretty clear that, you know, we either do this or we don't. If we don't do this, Massachusetts is going to reap the benefits and we're going to still have those social costs.
So before you push your button today, please remember what two-thirds of New Hampshire voters understand and what hopefully a majority of us will also recognize, that given the realities of gambling, nationally, regionally, and right here in New Hampshire, the fiscal, budget, and social consequences of doing nothing are far worse than the alternative.
So basically what you had was Campbell and many supporters and opponents going back and forth for about 3 hours, you know, trying to sway the House. And obviously the opponents of the casino bill won out today.
Now, what were the opponents saying as they tried to make their cases?
A lot of the same arguments we've been hearing before, that is a lack of regulation, that we're rushing this process through without really having an oversight that we need. It's an unstable revenue source, that New Hampshire would be beholden to Millennium Gaming by relying on that revenue moving forward. Representative Steve Valancourt of Manchester probably had the most impassioned speech of the day in opposition. He threw out a lot of, you know, negative thoughts toward the bill, calling it corrupt, calling Millennium Gaming greedy. He really just kind of threw it all out there.
This is a terrible bill, a corrupt bargain for the state of New Hampshire. That's why I come before you as a supporter of more gambling to say this is not the way. Better to do nothing now and leave open the option of getting it right in the future than in throwing the money away today.
And that was the sentiments echoed by many of the opponents. That it's just a lot of the same things, that they support expanded gambling, but this is not the bill. And so by the vote, the way it went, it killed the process of even going through many of the amendments that had already been crafted that were drafted to try to address those concerns that people like Valancourt had.
Now, Governor Maggie Haston had counted on casino money licensing fees as a part of her state budget. What's been the governor's reaction, and then where does the budget process go from here?
Well, she released a statement, which I would say is she's disappointed, but also seems resigned to the fact that this probably won't happen. She said she's disappointed to see the House of Representatives kind of squash that open debate of the amendments that other members of the House had worked on crafting through the supercommittee process. So she was disappointed on that end, but also she says, you know, that moving forward, we have to accept the fact that this may not happen. You know, she says without passing SB 152, the path to doing the things that she wants to do, job creation, support higher education, will be more difficult. But she says the people of New Hampshire expect us to do difficult things. So I think she's prepared to fight that fight.
NHPR's Michael Brindley, thanks so much.
You're welcome.